Milan Palmer, a member of a group who made a dramatic escape from communist Czechoslovakia in the 1950s, has died in Prague at the age of 79. He, Josef and Štirad Mašín and their associates were fierce anti-communists and were extremely unusual in taking up arms against the regime. Some Czechs regard Palmer and the rest of the Mašín group as freedom fighters. However, for others, they are not heroes, but cold-blooded killers. Ian Willoughby has the story.
We start putting hands slowly up like that, and all of a sudden, bang, 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 and I see those guys with those guns. They fell down, blood all over the floor.
In an interview for Radio Prague, Milan Palmer, who died on Thursday at the age of 79, described the incredible bid for freedom that he and a group of friends made in late October 1953. Named the Mašín Group after the two brothers that led them, the five young men crossed the border from Czechoslovakia to East Germany in a bid to reach West Berlin, which before the building of the wall was the last remaining chink in the Iron Curtain. Two of the group were not to survive the journey, but Palmer and the Mašíns somehow managed to evade a huge manhunt launched by the East German police. On November 2nd, 1953, they reached their destination.
Finally, we got to the beginning of the Berlin. There was a street which, what they did, they cut it off. They put some wooden locks over there and barbed wire. And they dug a big ditch which was about 2 meters deep. I know when we jumped into it, you know. So we were looking up like that to get out, you know. So I helped Joe, then when he got out, he helped me, pull me out. Then on the street, we found over there a policeman, and so he took us on the station, and we were safe.
The escape of Milan Palmer and the Mašín Group has been described by Czech-American author Jan Novák as the greatest story of the Cold War. However, nearly six decades later, their actions remain extremely divisive in their native land. While preparing to defect, they killed three people, two police officers and a payroll clerk. During their actual escape, they shot dead three East German policemen. Under the previous regime, the Mašín Group were consistently portrayed in the official media as cold-blooded murderers. However, after the Velvet Revolution, even politicians like anti-communist Václav Havel were cool towards calls for them to receive state honours. Their admirers say they were heroes, among the brave few prepared to stand up and fight against a cruel system that sent hundreds to their deaths and destroyed the lives of many, many more. Josef and Štirad Mašín both now live in the United States, where they go by the names Joe and Ray Mason. They're rather critical of today's Czech Republic and have refused to come back. But Milan Palmer, who served with the American Army in Korea, returned a decade ago and was frequently to be seen at anti-communist gatherings. When I spoke to him in 2005, he said he was aware of the controversy that surrounded him and his friends.
Well, I understand all that, but a lot of people is talking about us, that some people died at our try to get out of the country. But we were leaving in 1953. And from 1948 to 53, there were so many people hung and sitting in the prison, communist prison, and no one talks about that.
That was the voice of Milan Palmer, who died on Thursday at the age of 79.